"I was born in a house much like this," declared Dolores Ed. "Those were my enchanted years, eh? Later I fell on hard times." A nest of dry straw bedding filled one corner of the room. Ed looked at it with longing. "I'd give all the gold in Castle Rock to sleep in a bed again."
"You call that a bed?"
"If it's softer than the ground and has a roof over it, I'll call it a bed, eh?" Dolores Ed sniffed the air. "I smell dung."
The smell was very faint.
"Old dung," said John.
The house felt as though it had been empty for some time. Kneeling, he searched through the straw with his hands to see if anything had been concealed beneath, then made a round of the walls. It did not take very long. "There's nothing here." Nothing was what he had expected. White Tree was the fourth village they had passed, and it had been the same in all of them. The people were gone, vanished with their scant possessions and whatever animals they may have had. None of the villagers showed any sign of having been attacked. They were simply empty.
"What do you think happened to them all?" John asked.
"Something worse than we can imagine," suggested Dolores Ed. "Well, I might be able to imagine it, but I'd sooner not. Bad enough to know you're going to come to some awful end without thinking about it aforetime.